Well, good Friday morning. It has been wonderful sharing every morning this week with you. And the good thing is that the day after tomorrow, we'll be back together in church. And so today we are in Galatians chapter 3, verses 1 through 14, where Paul continues his discussion of what it means to be saved by faith. In today's reading, Paul argues that those who depend on obeying the law live under a curse, because no one can follow the law perfectly. Jesus took the place of all people and died under the curse, so that all who believe in him would be free from the curse of the law. So let's begin. You foolish Galatians, who put a spell on you? Before your very eyes, you had a clear description of the death of Jesus Christ on the cross. Tell me this one thing. Did you receive God's Spirit by doing what the law requires, or by hearing the gospel and believing it? How can you be so foolish? You began by God's Spirit. Do you now want to finish by your own power? Did all your experience mean nothing at all? Surely it meant something. Does God give you the Spirit and work miracles among you because you do what the law requires, or because you hear the gospel and believe it? Consider the experience of Abraham. As the scripture says, he believed God, and because of his faith, God accepted him as righteous. You should realize then that the real descendants of Abraham are the people who have faith. The scripture predicted that God would put the Gentiles right with himself through faith. And so the scripture announced the good news to Abraham. Through you, God will bless all people. Abraham believed and was blessed. So all who believe are blessed as he was. Those who depend on obeying the law live under a curse. For the scripture says that whoever does not always obey everything that is written in the book of the law is under God's curse. Now, it is clear that no one is put right with God by means of the law, because the scripture says, only the person who is put right with God through faith shall live. But the law has nothing to do with faith. Instead, as the scripture says, whoever does everything the law requires, will live. But by becoming a curse for us, Christ has redeemed us from the curse that the law brings. For the scripture says, anyone who is hanged on a tree is under God's curse. Christ did this in order that the blessing which God promised Abraham might be given to the Gentiles by means of Jesus Christ, so that through faith we might receive the Spirit promised by God. Today's key verse is Galatians chapter 3, verse 11, where it says, it is clear that no one is put right with God by means of the law, because the scripture says, only the person who is put right with God through faith shall live. All right, and so here, as the, what we call them, the Judaizers, were trying to come along after Paul and tell the Christians that Paul had converted to Christ, had to tell them that now they had to become Jews again, and the men had to be circumcised, and they had to obey all of the Old Testament laws. And so Paul is hitting this heresy head on and telling them, you try to put yourself right with God by obeying the law, and all you do is place yourself under the curse. It's only to those who come by faith before God that are saved. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, you have redeemed me from the curse that the law brings by becoming a curse for me. Thank you for the blessing of God's promised Spirit, and that through faith I have been put right with God and shall live. Amen. Okay, folks, that concludes our week together. God bless you. I pray the very best for you and your family, and you just keep hanging on to the promises of God.